Ride your bike, use less fossil fuel. Okay, it does take fossil fuels to make a bike, but it's easy to calculate that it's a tiny amount compared with making a car per person kilometer moved. The main use of fossil fuels in bike riding is in growing the food for the biker in the style of industrial agriculture. On average, every food calorie delivered requires 2.6 fossil fuel calories to make it. Plowing, making fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, processing crops, moving raw and processed food around. Inflate that to 4.6 to account for food waste and incomplete digestion of food. Now, how much metabolic energy is needed to propel a bike? It varies with speed, bike construction, and rider. I give details on my website at science-technology-society.com/biking_energy.pdf, along with some other analyses. There, I process data for a comfy rate, 10 miles per hour, figuring a cost of 620 kilojoules per mile. Kilojoules are the metric measure you see on food packages. For travel by car, let's take the U.S. fleet average efficiency, a fiction, of 25 miles per gallon. Knowing the energy content of gasoline, we get 5.3 megajoules per mile, 8.5 times greater than that for biking. Okay, fill a van with 8 or 9 people and we're even. Well, the average car in the U.S. carries only 1.7 people. Sigh. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.